There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for your Tuesday morning, May 11th, 2021. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we are getting you set for the Braves and the Blue Jays. A little interleague play coming to Truist Park starting tonight. First of a three-game series. And Chris, for the Braves, a little bit of a measure of revenge, if you will, swept out of Dunedin on the most recent road trip. They did not play good baseball against the Blue Jays here a couple of weeks ago. So I've got to think that series is probably still fresh in their minds coming into tonight's series opener.
Yeah, you should know a little bit about them, but they know a little bit about you. So scouting reports, however you're doing it this year, you know, I'm not even sure about this. How many scouts are actually in the building these days? When you look down back in the old days, you used to see a bunch of guys behind home plate, and whether it was radar guns, notepads, combination of everything, they would all sit together in clusters. I have no idea how much of that is actually going on in building this year.
It's limited. I know it's not as much as it used to be. And to your point, we used to see those guys in the press box as well. That was a really good resource for us to get info on certain guys about, you know, who's hot, who's not, things like that. But I think it's probably a scaled down version of what we're used to seeing in the scout seats.
So Toronto now, one of the things that I found interesting, I was reading up on them yesterday. Did you see the stat that they've used 12 different starters already this year? They're innings pitched by starters is the lowest in the major leagues. So they knew they were going to be an offensive team. But Robbie Ray, better than advertised, a guy that's going to get a start tonight, good pitcher. Ryu was brought there for obviously reasons. Steven Matz, change the scenery in New York. There's no room in the inn. But then you start to look, and Tanner Roark, who we'll mention in a second, Ross Stripling, Tommy Malone, Anthony Kay, Trent Thornton, Travis Bergen, David Phelps. These are all guys who have actually started games for Toronto, a team that's supposed to contend this year. Sign Springer, you know, you sign Yates and he goes down. Springer hasn't played a lot. So where they spent money, this side of Ryu, and Matz wasn't a money thing, this side of Ryu, it really hasn't paid off in terms of going to the outside world. And when you start 12 pitchers by the middle of May, you better understand that either you're not healthy or you can't find a rotation that you feel comfortable enough with. You're game over, but your run differential is plus 25. So there's anomalies all over the place with this baseball team as they get ready to play on the road as opposed to what happened in Dunedin.
Yeah, no question. And Robbie Ray threw a really good one against the Braves a couple of weeks ago. Matter of fact, he had faced the minimum through the first six innings. Braves didn't get to him until the seventh, until Ozzie Albies took him deep. So this guy's, you know, he's going to be around the zone. He's going to throw a lot of strikes. He's not going to walk a whole lot of batters. Not going to really, you know, be a big power guy. He's more of a finesse type pitcher when you're looking at it. So as far as Ray is concerned, you're going to have your work cut out for him here tonight against this guy. Got to be careful. You got to try to work some better counts. That's something the Braves did not do last go around against Robbie Ray.
You know, it's funny too, because Nate Pearson was the guy who made it start at 12. He's their number one prospect. Listen to this line on him. Now again, 12 different starters. You bring up your number one prospect, whether it's banged up, whatever it is that you've actually had to rip through 12 of these guys, five walks, no strikeouts in 2 1/3. Five walks, no strikeouts. Now, again, I'm not telling you, he just said, look, that wasn't me, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't very happy with himself. I get all those things. But I think it's really hard not to have a strikeout as a pitcher. And I don't care how many innings is in your line. So at a certain point, obviously, if you can't find a plate, and I'm looking at a chart of his pitches, he was all over the place that day, hence the five walks and 2 1/3. It's nice to get your number one prospect up. Get him a taste of the majors. Let him know that this is what the clubhouse is like, blah, blah, blah. All the things that, quite honestly, you really couldn't do even in camp this spring. Think about how different spring training was even for these guys in terms of how many guys were together at one point? What were you doing in terms of going on in mass? Even without media there, Kevin, there were still rules in the clubhouse that these teams, there was protocols that these teams were following. My number one prospect, not only does he miss a year of baseball last year in the minor leagues, but he's really kind of missed two spring trainings, has he not, in terms of being around major league guys? That's a big deal that baseball's not going to get back.
It really is. And we've talked about it with folks here closer to home in Atlanta with prospects that maybe you'd like to see here in 2021, but hurt by not having a minor league season last year. And to your point about not having a strikeout in 2021, this day and age of baseball, to not have a punch out, I mean, man, just at some point you can just let hitters get themselves out, can't you? I mean, if you're going to be walking guys, put something close to the plate with the true outcome game here. I mean, that's hard to do. That's probably harder to do than most things in baseball here in 2021.
We gave you the number. It's 4 no hitters, and there hasn't been a game where there were zero strikeouts. Now, I'm not telling you that that's going to happen again. That, you know, we'll double it up, and it'll be 8 no hitters in a game. But if you think we're going to see baseball games without strikeouts, you can't go 3 innings without trying to figure out how many punch outs and how many outs you just took. How many times are you taking the bat out of your own hand? I believe this. When you shorten up games with 10 or 12 strikeouts, then you're playing that five-inning game. It's really hard to win five-inning games. You're not giving yourself enough opportunities. That's why this ridiculous notion that strikeouts are the same as every other out is, it just drives me crazy. It's one of the dumbest things that I've heard in baseball. But the other part of that is, short of if you want to tell me a guy gets a lot of strikeouts, see Max Scherzer with 14, maybe his pitch count is up because he struck out too many guys. But that is also almost 5 innings of baseball where you did nothing. You had no opportunity to do anything with the bat in your hand. So, yeah, it's strange to read 2 1/3, 5 walks, no strikeouts. I was reading about it. It was basically a mercy pulling. His catcher just started setting up right down the middle. There weren't even fingers. They even talked about this. He wasn't even throwing fingers down. He just said, hit my glove and let's see what happens. They couldn't do it. They took him out. They get to 12. That's a them problem, but their run differential is still a plus 25 without innings being eaten up by starting pitching. So we'll find out. It's a team built on offense, and once they get Springer back consistently, this will be a different team. The question is, can you play the game of having, as we said, Ryu, then you think Ray, and now you're hoping for Mats.
Mm-hmm.
With Philadelphia, we think Eflin is a third. I think most of these teams that are contenders, fringe contenders, the biggest question they're going to have is, do they have three guys they can consistently trot out and just say, whatever happens behind them, we'll cross our fingers and hope? I'm not sure. Mats really has to be that guy for them. At a certain point this year, that the change of scenery thing is a big deal, and it really does work.
They got a lot of they're very lefty heavy in their rotation as well, which is something you don't see either. And that could, you know, potentially play to their benefit in certain situations. But when you think about lineups, how many lineups are, you know, loaded with right-handed bats, especially in that American League East? So interesting to see how that plays itself out with three lefties in their starting rotation. And look, for the Braves, obviously we know they are a right-handed heavy team, but they have not seen a whole lot of lefties, and they have had trouble when they have. So we'll see how things play themselves out here over the course of these next couple of nights.
Yeah, a couple of pieces of news. Camargo comes back up, and again, I guess this might be a thing that goes on for the multiple times over the course of the year. The Pache, you know, is it a thing? That's the expression I'm using. When is something actually a thing? And I think the Freddie Freeman thing was really close to a thing. Hopefully he continues what he did on Sunday with his three hits. But now Pache becomes the guy in the middle of that. What are we going to do with this guy if he doesn't hit? Because I like good defense just as much as anybody else, but you can't hit a buck. Mm-hmm. You know, I joked yesterday on the local show, I think he was hitting 107. I said, well, he's hitting a buck plus tax. And that's not a number that keeps you around. Andrew Jones wouldn't have stuck around. You know, think about that. It would have been hard-pressed to tell this team. Maybe they were good enough offensively a couple of those years, but it would have been hard-pressed to have arguably the best center fielder that we've ever seen, this generation has ever seen. You don't get to play very long in this league if you're hitting a buck 07.
You don't. Unfortunately for the Braves, the question becomes, well, where else will you go if Pache continues to struggle? Now, of course, Heredia on the injured list. You hope to get him back at some point soon. Can he replicate the magic that we saw? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anybody expects Guillermo Heredia to come up here and hit 300 like he did in 13 games for you. And then Ender Inciarte is your other option. So of the other backup options, the question becomes, do you let him ride it out? Do you let him try to, you know, get himself right here? I think if he continues to struggle, and I said this on our morning show here on The Fan, if he continues to struggle like this when Heredia is healthy, I think you flip-flop him and send Pache back to AAA. Ender is not going to take Christian Pache's spot when he's healthy. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. But Ender Inciarte, again, it's sort of the Camargo thing. At a certain point, are we just going to see, hey, we might need him for 5 or we might need him for 10. There's somebody goes down. Like the infamous, this stuff takes care of itself. I don't want it to take care of itself if nobody actually steps up and plays well. Because it's one thing to say, well, I have another guy that can take that guy's place if he goes down, gets hurt, or can't hit. But I need somebody maybe who can actually hit to take their place. We'll see how that goes. Certainly in center field, it becomes a little bit of an interesting story. It was not going to be a strength, really, once you moved Ronald Acuna to right if you didn't do anything in your outfield. And they didn't. And without the DH, it's another thing that when we talk about what Marcell Ozuna is doing and not doing, it really does scream that next year, if Pache doesn't prove to be capable this year, what are you going to do? Especially if Ozuna is going to become your everyday DH or close to it, you're going to have to find an outfielder. Now, if you're going to tell me it's Drew Waters, that's interesting. That could certainly happen. But you still might need, Kevin, one more outfielder. I'm not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves, but there's no outfielders, it seems, in the system other than what we hear about with Drew Waters.
No, and Waters is off to a bit of a slow start, to say the least, with Gwinnett. Again, another guy that I think really, you know, hurt by not having a season last year, where you don't have the ability to get him that growth and development. Through just three games, it's a small sample size, but he is just 3-for-16 with 6 strikeouts already for the Stripers. So, yeah, I mean, is it Drew Waters? Do you have to go out and get another outfielder? I know that, you know, the question becomes, what about Michael Harris? He's doing really good things. Yeah, well, he's done it in like 58 games at the double A and single A level. So that's not your solution long term at this point in his career.
Hey, real quick, want to tell everybody what's going on. We got PGA Championship golf coming up May 20th, I believe. It's the first day on Thursday. You can watch practice rounds on Tuesday and Wednesday at Hooters. You can watch all of the major golf tournaments at Hooters Thursday through Sunday. They got it on all day. If there's a network that's got it on, Hooters is going to be showing it. And certainly with Majors Golf, if you want to sneak out at lunchtime Thursday or Friday, get an opportunity right after work. You want to go grab a couple of beers and watch some golf, you can do that. Braves Country, you know that Hooters is probably right around the corner with bigger TVs than ever before. Cold beer, great wings. By the way, great burgers on top of everything else, plus a social atmosphere. Hooters, if you haven't been in a while, it's time for you to go back. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Boxing, MMA, UFC included, all of that available at Hooters. And in Braves Country, if there's a game you want to watch with the NBA going on, you have a team that you're interested in, put that on right next to the Atlanta Braves. Somebody at Hooters will say, sure, let's do that. You can watch it all. And here comes the NBA playoffs. Here come the NHL playoffs. And you'll have an opportunity all year long to watch the best sporting events at Hooters with that cold beer, great wings, and everything else that Hooters has come to give you and afford you the opportunity to be a part of. Tanner Roark is interesting. Smiley not going. Now, there's twofold out of this. You do get to, and what is it we said? Hey, maybe every once in a while you're going to push guys back a little bit. Well, yeah, that'll do it. If you push what's happening back in Max Fried and Charlie Morton, that could end up maybe saving you, I don't know, handfuls of innings when the year is done. But who's the guy or guys that you actually use? And Smiley not pitching against Toronto, you believe there's something to this isn't a good matchup for him.
It wasn't last time around. He gave up 3 home runs, gave up what lasted just 4-plus innings. They hit him hard last time around. So, yeah, I don't think this is a favorable matchup. Now the question becomes, well, who does start tonight? Well, looking at the way things line up for Gwinnett, Kyle Wright is the scheduled starter for the Stripers tonight. They're off to a great start. They're 5-1 to start the season. So you got to think it's either Wright or Wilson. Probably given the fact he's lined up to start tonight, I would think Kyle Wright would probably be the guy to get the call here for the series opener against the Blue Jays tonight. But yeah, it just does not feel like a good matchup given how he got hit really, really hard in Dunedin a couple of weeks ago. So they'll go with either Wright or Wilson tonight, Freed tomorrow, Morton, and then you hold Smiley back to go against the Brewers this weekend, probably as early as Friday night. Yeah. So again, if I'm reading between the tea leaves, my guess is Kyle Wright's already gotten the call that he'll be joining the ball club here at Truist Park.
Not speaking for anybody, but I can tell you, I know a guy who loves Kyle Wright stuff, and that guy's Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, loves him. John Smoltz and I had a conversation on Sunday specifically about Kyle Wright. He really, really likes this guy's stuff. He's hoping that it gets a chance to play up here. Now, does that mean at the end of this year, at some point, Tanner Roark now at 34 years old, I guess certainly looking for one more perhaps lease on life as a major league pitcher, will get an opportunity to pitch in the minor leagues to prove, hey, if there's a, what do they call that? You're sort of in, you're in the on-deck circle for pitchers. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you are?
You're
in
the, sure.
You're in a world where we're watching guys drop, certainly more in recent years, and it really, it's epidemic how many guys are missing starts and then worse than that. You better have an on-deck circle of pitchers. It'll be interesting to see if they think they can do something with Roark to turn the clock back a little bit. He's been around a long time. He certainly is a good dude. Everybody knows that. Reputation is strong. If you saw the signing, you said, I don't understand it. All it is it's a stockpile of one more guy. I don't know if you need an arm in AAA, and maybe that's part of it too. You don't want to bring a guy up from A or AA just yet. It's too early. And that's the other part. That's where a veteran takes up, and you don't want to think this way, but eats up innings in your minor leagues, because you don't want to push a guy who didn't play minor league baseball last year up one rung too quickly. That's why you sign a guy like this. I believe it's about threefold as to why Tanner Roark perhaps signs a minor league deal.
It's one of those why not moves. And I've talked to so many folks in baseball over the years who have said, we sign and release guys literally every single day. It was a topic of conversation when the Tebow story came up a few years ago. Remember that one?
Yep.
And everyone said, well, you know, and the only reason it became a headline is because the guy had a big name. Teams sign and release guys every single day throughout the season. I like the move. Why not? He's 34 years old. He's had a couple of back-to-back seasons that weren't great. But when you look at his numbers in Washington, he had a couple of really good seasons with the Nationals. Matter of fact, he finished 10th in the Cy Young voting back in 2016. I get it. That was 5 years ago. But why not stash away a guy like this? Be one of those upside signings. Who knows? And Alex has a track record of finding these kind of guys and plugging some holes with them. Even if it's just for a couple of starts, he could build you that extra time for guys to get extra seasoning in the minors.
Well, again, that's what I think it is. I think at a certain point, why in May or June do you want to push a guy up who didn't play minor league baseball next year?
You
protect him from himself at this point. We'll find out if Chris Martin's truly going to be back in the bullpen. We'll find out probably today. We'll get a little bit more news on Shane Green and what the timeline is as Brian Snicker addresses that. We'll get into all of that today. You and I know that spring and summer is here. That means, oh, look, let's go over there, or let's go to the lake, or let's go to some event. Wine has always been the big thing. I know I've stood in a liquor store and said, I don't know what I'm supposed to buy when it comes to wine. I don't know what people like. Who knows? I think there's a better alternative this spring and summer.
Is that right?
I do.
Are you referring to maybe potentially like a Grey Goose Essences maybe as a better option to take to a party?
I've always said, if you don't know what you're drinking and you don't know what's on the label, then what are you really drinking? You might be drinking somebody else's nonsense. Grey Goose has now gotten into the game of some flavored vodkas. You can do it now with zero carbs, zero sugars, and you could actually now bring a bottle over that people go, oh, you know what? It's kind of hot out. Why am I drinking red wine? Nope, don't. You can actually make cocktails now with Grey Goose Essence, and there are different flavors. You can find them now at your local liquor store. You can also say, oh, wait, Grey Goose, I know them. I like them. Now you're going to like this on top of it because you have another opportunity to bring something over. Never show up empty-handed, Kevin. Never show up empty-handed when you're invited someplace.
It's one of those rules. It's one of those cardinal sins. You can never make that mistake. And I think we all did it when we were younger, and we learned our lesson very quickly. Three awesome flavors, Chris. Watermelon and basil, strawberry and lemongrass, white peach and rosemary. Like you said, zero carbs, zero sugar. How about just 73 calories per serving? So if you're thinking about watching the Braves tonight, maybe you're having some friends over this weekend, going out to the pool or the lake. Pool season's right around the corner. Heck, ours opens in our neighborhood next weekend. So looking forward to getting back out at the pool. Grey Goose Essences, three great flavors. And again, it's all natural ingredients, not that artificial stuff that other folks will load up their stuff with. So Grey Goose Essences, thanks to them for being a part of our coverage all season long as well.
We want to thank Hooters and Grey Goose for bringing this to you. Don't forget, hit subscribe. We'll do it every day, Kevin and I. Toronto 3, we'll find out. Springer, what's his story? We'll hear about that over the next couple of days. Chris Martin, Shane Green, when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. Who's going to start tonight? That will come out. We'll have that for you in the real pregame show tonight. If you're streaming and apping on 680 The Fan, you can actually hear it. Don't forget, hit subscribe. And here's how old I am. I used to bring quarts of beer when I was invited places. Screw cap quarts of beer. That's a true story, by the way. Before anybody drank wine and before all of a sudden that was a big thing, I'd be like, hey, you know what? Here's beer. And it wasn't a six-pack. It was actually a quart of beer that you screw a cap. Now, if you do that today, you know what you looked at? You looked at is what's wrong with you? Bring some real bottles. Bring a Grey Goose bottle over and have a good time. Kevin and I will do this again tomorrow, hopefully talking about a Braves win as they get ready to take on Toronto here in Atlanta.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.